You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our regular interview with Labour's Andrew Little is back. I spoke with the Health Minister about the pay equity settlement that the New Zealand Nurses Association has recently decided to seek legal advice against, as well as the government's plan to increase the nurse workforce with recruitment campaigns amid a surge in nurse burnout. Here's that interview now. So what was your reaction to the NZNO no longer putting this pay equity settlement to its members for a vote and instead choosing to explore their legal avenues?
Well, obviously, given the amount of work that's gone into it and and the nurses' organisations that asked me last year to give some impetus to bringing the thing to a conclusion, which we've done, it was a little disappointing. There appears to be a view, at least amongst some of the nurses' organisation members, that there is some entitlement to back pay of 2 years at the pay equity rates. There is no agreement to do that. There never has been. So I'm a little bit sort of confused about that. But in the end, look, it's a matter that's in their hands. They have to deal with this the way they want. It just means a delay in getting pay rates into nurses' hands that really reflect the work they do, and pay rates that are non-discriminatory in the way they have been literally for decades.
Nurses say the government has backtracked on a promise to pay backdating, whereas the government says that the nurses have backtracked on a binding agreement. How has this conflict in belief happened?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I've been through the documentation in detail. There is no agreement to back pay. There was in 2018 when the DHBs and the government met with the nurses to sort out the collective agreement at that time, and there was a commitment to pursue the pay equity claim, and there was a sentence that said it was the party's intention that pay equity would be implemented in December 2019. It was just expressed as an intention. The reality is, as most unions dealing with pay equity have found, it is a very complicated process. It has taken way longer than anybody thought. And so we were well into 2020, indeed 2021, before the technical work had been done. Now, some people in the nurses' organisation might have thought that that meant they were entitled to back pay to December 2019, but it's not what the agreements say, and there is no agreement to back pay. Now, I would have thought the nurses' organisation would keep their members informed about that. But anyway, that's the impasse that we're at the moment, and I hope that we can work our way through it.
Do you think the leadership at the NZNO is kind of not acting in the best interests of nurses?
I would never say that. The nurses' organisation, it's an organisation that's been around a long time. They're a good union. They're a very important union in the health sector, and we need them. You know, we need them to be around and to be strong. These things happen from time to time. I don't fully understand it, but it is what it is, and I just hope that we can work our way through it.
Is there any room for compromise? Some nurses were expecting a significant amount, $30,000, $35,000 in back pay, or is this settled?
We're just not going to do that. Look, we've increased nurses' pay, well, so far, even without pay equity, this government has increased nurses' pay by about 20%. There is another significant increase under this pay equity deal. It'll see nurses' pay being increased, in most cases, anywhere between $13,000 a year for healthcare assistants up to $18,000 a year for a registered nurse with 5 years' experience. So these are significant increases. It adds quite significantly to the wage bill, but it's the right thing to do. But to pay the back pay would be anywhere between $650 million and $1 billion. And I'm sorry, but I just don't have that money in the health budget. I've got a lot of other things to do, other pay equity settlements to settle, and we just don't have the money to provide back pay.
How do you respond to the claim by the NZNO that not providing back payment is contradictory to the Equal Pay Act?
Well, that argument only works if you think that there's been a binding agreement in previous documents and collective agreements to do so. There is no agreement. It has simply never been agreed, so I don't accept that argument at all.
Just now moving on to a general discussion about nurses. An overseas nursing recruitment program has only led to 3 appointments in critical care units from 22 referrals. Dr. Shane Reti has called these numbers disappointing. What's your analysis of how this campaign is going so far?
I think Dr. Sainuetti is being really political and in a really quite stupid sort of way. So this is a campaign that started probably 6 or 7 weeks ago. It's due to run through to the 30th of June. We've had 93 applications. So they're all being processed. 22 have completed the processing. And of the 22 that have been fully completed and referred to DHB so that they can make job offers, 3 job offers have been made and accepted. So I think we put it in the full context. Actually, I'm very pleased with the progress that's being made.
He also says it's a waste of taxpayer money. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, the problem with the National Party is they, you know, think their job is to criticise everything that we do. The reality is in the 9 years they were in government, they totally ran down our health services. They underfunded them. They neglected mental health. Nurses' pay actually went backwards in real terms. Nurses' pay didn't even keep pace with the rate of inflation under the previous government. They were meant to implement the Safe Staffing Accord. They simply neglected it. We've funded DHBs to employ 3,000 more nurses. I mean, everywhere you look in health, the National Party's track record is absolutely terrible. So I think no... we are doing what we have to do to get good quality public health services, and pretty much not concerned what this is because they are not committed to quality public health services.
There's a general feeling amongst nurses that morale is at a particularly low point. What reassurances can you make at the moment to these nurses that this pressure will be eased?
The nurses' organisation came to me in the middle of last year. There were 4 things they wanted: to get the collective agreements sorted out, get the pay equity claim moving and sorted, to get a review of staffing levels because the Safe Staffing Accord hadn't been implemented, and to get recruitment underway. I've delivered on all of those things. That stuff is happening. We've got a nursing workforce that has done an absolutely amazing job in the last 2 years, and they have been really pressed. I get that. And so people are feeling tired and exhausted. But I'm doing, in terms of the government, from the government's point of view, everything that I have been asked to do and want to do to alleviate that pressure and get the situation better for nurses.
Are you concerned whatsoever that we could see an exodus of nurses leaving the sector or leaving the country to see if the grass is really greener?
Look, we've always had, New Zealand trained nurses have always wanted to travel and apply their skills overseas. But we recruit as well. We recruit from overseas, and we continually regenerate our nursing workforce. I mean, we had 1,700 nursing graduates last year. All of them got placed in our HBs, and we'll continue to do that. We want nurses to get as much experience, including overseas, as they can, and equally, we want nurses to come from overseas and bring their experiences here. So we will do everything we can to make sure we've got the nursing workforce we need to do the job.
That was Health Minister Andrew Little.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.